Beloved radio friends, once again we have the joy of greeting you in the name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that the mention of His name upon this daily program will bring honor and glory to Him, and also through the message given, blessing and glory to our friends. We continue our meditation and study in the great book of Exodus, where we now are, continuing to meditate upon the teachings that we may learn in the early chapters, chapters 1 through 12, in this marvelous book, which for its great theme has the subject of deliverance or even redemption. We have seen the types. The word suggests that Egypt is a type of the world, that Pharaoh is a type of the god of this world and the prince of this age, none other than Satan himself, and that the people of Israel in their bondage so fittingly typify the bondage and the oppression that many men and women, as sinners under the power of Satan, are afflicted. God wants to deliver you out from such bondage, my friend, if you are in that case. And Moses, we have stated, is a type, as a deliverer, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil world. May I state what I've often said many times before. As far as this present world is concerned, in its condition and character, I have often said, the longer I live in such a world as this, the less I feel like living much longer in it. But I thank God, someday, at the coming of my Lord for me, I shall be taken out of it. Now may I state, as we look at our lesson today in this reading, we will find that was the purpose of God in coming to appear before Moses in the lowly thorn bush, to reveal that he was coming down to take his people out of the land of Egypt. Our reading begins in chapter 3 of Exodus at verse 7, when we read only through verse 10. God now speaking to Moses, who has taken his shoes from his feet before the thorn bush of glory, the holy ground upon which he was standing. And the Lord said to Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land, unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. May God bless the reading of His Word. As we look carefully at this section, I would present it to you in this particular manner. We have a sevenfold revelation of God's divine intervention for the deliverance of His people. Did it matter to God? Yes, it did. May I go back in chapter 2 at the end of that chapter, a portion that we did not read, nor mention, and may I read in verse 23 of chapter 2 through 25, and it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. My beloved, may I state, though it may be a great mystery, a mystery why God permits suffering and affliction, and particularly in the case of Israel in the land of Egypt. Nevertheless, he was not unmindful of his people. And as they sighed under their burdens, as they cried under their bondage, God heard those groans. God remembered he'd made a promise, a covenant with Abraham, a covenant with Isaac, and a covenant with Jacob. And he looked upon those people of Israel in their plight, and he had concern for them. Now, beloved, let me state, were it not that we have the same God today who looks upon the groanings of the prisoners that are in the bondage of sin and under the power of Satan, none of us would be saved. But follow carefully with me. The sevenfold revelation of God's intervention as he speaks to Moses in verse 7 and on. First of all, God tells Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. All the external condition of trouble and difficulty, trial and affliction and tyranny, God said, I've seen it. The statement that God makes is not just a matter of fact stating that he has seen it or witnessed it, but it has the meaning, I've looked upon it to do something about it, and that you can find indicated in chapter 2 and verse 25. God looked upon the children of Israel and God had respect unto them. He determined, I'm going to do something for my people and their bondage. And to Moses, first of all, the first revelation of his divine intervention is to declare, I've surely seen the state of my people. Then second, he says, I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. There are some conditions that can be seen visibly. There are some conditions and experiences in the heart and in the life of many that may not be visible and would never be known unless the cry of pain, the cry of sorrow, the cry of grief and trouble was heard. But God said, I've not only seen what they're in, I've heard their groanings. Their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groanings. My beloved, may I say, whatever your condition is, God sees it. Whatever your condition might be, whatever the cry of your mouth in expressing your grief and pain and trial, God hears. Then third, God declares at the end of verse 7, I know their sorrows. Now may I state, there are conditions that can visibly be seen. Let me repeat again, there are conditions that may not be seen but will be revealed when voices are heard complaining. But there are also sorrows of human experience that may never be seen, that may never be expressed. But there they are within the human heart. And God says, I know them. I know their sorrows. Well, as once stated, there's not a sorrow rends the heart, but what the man of sorrows has a part. And so there we have the three revelations of his intervention. First, I've seen. Second, I have heard. Third, I know their sorrows. Now look at verse 8. Now we hear God saying, I am come down. I am come down. My beloved, do I need to tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, Paul writes, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. My beloved, just as Jehovah long ago came down and showed himself to Moses in the lowly thorn bush with his glory, he declared that it was the person of God himself that had come down to the earth. And they know why. He had an objective, to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Oh, my beloved, may I say again? This world is going to hell. The judgment of this world is certainly decreed in the Word of God. Its destruction is inevitable. And hell will be the doom of all who know not God and our Lord Jesus Christ. How many are on the way to hell today? I don't know, but there are myriads. And if you're one of them, listen. Please listen. God doesn't want you to go to hell with this world. The Lord Jesus came down to deliver you. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out. And then note something else. He says, I'm come down not only to deliver them out, but to bring them up. A fifth objective. A sixth, to bring them up. The direction of his purposes, to bring them up. And that toward the land of their inheritance. Well, I thank God when he saved me, I started my journey upward. To bring me up to heaven. Hallelujah, what a Savior. And then the seventh sign of his intervention, not only to bring them up out of that land, but to bring them unto a good land and a large, unto a land, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and so on. A land that was flowing with milk and honey. Oh, my beloved, the ultimate place of their blessing. God says, I see, I've heard, I know, I'm come down, I'm going to deliver them out, I'm going to bring them up, and I'm going to bring them unto. Now, I want to ask you a question, radio friend. Which direction are you going? You're either going up or down. There's one sure thing, you can't have your feet in both directions. Your soul cannot travel both directions. Oh, I humbly pray that you will realize, even from this story to this part, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, coming into this world that he might deliver us out of this present evil world, according to the will of God, even our Father. My radio friend, let God save you through the power and the precious blood of his dear Son today. Father, honor thy word and save and rescue some sinner for Jesus' sake. Amen.